The cone. What is it called?
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Oh, what is all the names of them? It's the Big Boy tomato is the most pale in tomatoes in this table. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we were talking about onions. What the? Is there any name for little onions you just eat? You know, kind of sprouted type things? Well, some people, you know.
I know what you're talking about. Yellows or little, I can't call the name of them. They get up there about being Japan, you know, my folks tell me. They start a name right off in, I can't call them.
How about having some vegetables that you use in the soup? Or rice and use in the soup?
Soup?
Yeah.
I've seen them put carrots in them.
Mm-hmm.
And some make altogether what they call a carrot soup.
Mm-hmm.
But a mixture of soups, carrots, and chip up iced potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and so forth and so on.
Uh-huh. What else would you put in this?
Oh, well, that's really great. Two or three different things. Some folks like to chop up a small amount of celery and put in with it to kill a certain flavor.
Yeah.
And I've seen a way to make you just straight carrot soup.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we got the old-fashioned tomato soup. We buy a can of few along, you know, and whatnot. She said, I just want to need some soup tonight.
Uh-huh.
Soup and crackers. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Seen it with butter, you know, and put a small amount of salt, and she will drop just a small amount of black pepper, not much.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of soup called a gumbo?
Gumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's something that I never had much dealing with in experience with the gumbo soup.
Do you know anything about the vegetables they put in that?
Well, as I remember, I think they put some rice
mm-hmm.
and different things. It depends. Some folks, it's got about, I remember, so it's got about four different ingredients or different things to make what they call the jumbo soup.
Mm-hmm.
But offhanded, that's one kind we need to specialize in.
Wasn't you specialty? Okay.
In fact, I'm not too much a soup man.
You ever have those vegetables that were, I think they grow, they're yellow, some of them are yellow, some of them are green, and some people fry them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my God, fries are good. I like fries. I like eating taking fry apples.
Fry
apples? Yes, sir. You don't need good as fry.
How do you fry apples?
Fry them just like with sweet potatoes, iced potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it's lower, boy. That's a good deal.
You
can get it. Peel it off. It won't hurt nothing. You can hold it together, and if you get ready to eat it, just
come on. Do you just fry them in butter?
Well, yeah, butter's all right, yeah. You got the lump, pop the water.
Mm-hmm.
Chick.
I never had fried apples.
Well, they're good, so when I take a spell of time, she got a bird in my eye, said, well, it's from his pocket, but his son, okay. Now they got an Appalachia down there.
Mm-hmm.
We get a couple of bushels on down there, we'll use the slice and put it over the bait. Put them down in the freezer, down in the cooling pot, you know. And I went out there and got me some and washed them. Sliced them up just like the corn all.
Mm-hmm.
Well,